All right, team, gather round. As your head triathlon coach here at Third Coast Training, I want to talk about something that separates the pros from the amateurs when you're lacing up for an outdoor run. You check the temperature, you check the wind, but there is one crucial factor that often gets overlooked, and it can make or break your session. The dew point. This measure of atmospheric moisture plays a pivotal role in how you perceive humidity. And frankly, it dictates whether you're going to crush your workout or get crushed by the environment. In this breakdown, we're going to dive deep into the intricacies of the dew point so you can make informed decisions and optimize every single mile you log. To truly grasp how this impacts your performance, you have to understand the relationship between the dew point and humidity. Think of the dew point as the temperature at which the air becomes completely saturated with water vapor. When the air temperature and the dew point are sitting close together, your relative humidity spikes, creating that muggy, oppressive environment we all dread. Here is the simple breakdown you need to memorize. A low dew point, anything under 59 degrees, indicates drier air and lower humidity, which is your sweet spot for comfortable running. Conversely, a high dew point, anything over 70, signifies heavy moisture content in the air, leading to increased humidity and significantly more challenging conditions. Understanding this dynamic is your first step in mastering your environment. Now, let's talk about what happens when that dew point is high. When the air is saturated with moisture, it has a massive impact on your physiology and your overall experience. Remember this golden rule of endurance training: all stress is cumulative. The environmental stress of high humidity can overload your system and demand an extended recovery period. Keep in mind, you do not improve when you do the workout, you improve when you recover. High dew point conditions bring increased perspiration because your sweat simply cannot evaporate efficiently, raising the risk of dehydration. It makes the air feel thicker, making it harder to breathe comfortably. Your body's natural cooling mechanism becomes less effective, increasing the risk of overheating. And ultimately, that combination leads to premature fatigue and discomfort. Because of these physiological demands, I have a hard rule for you. If the dew point is above 75, I highly recommend you move that run indoors to a cooler, controlled environment. Protect your recovery. On the flip side, when the dew point is low, you have a significant advantage. The air is drier and humidity levels are manageable. This gives you improved evaporative cooling, meaning your sweat does its job efficiently. The air feels lighter, making breathing easier. You will see increased endurance and overall better performance, simply because your body isn't fighting a thermal battle. Low dew point conditions create the ideal environment for a productive workout. In fact, a dew point under 54 is my benchmark for ideal personal record conditions. But let's be real, you can't always control the weather. So if you have to run in high dew point conditions, here is your game plan. First, adjust your pace. Slow down to reduce the metabolic heat your body is generating and minimize the strain on your cardiovascular system. Second, hydrate consistently. Carry a handheld bottle or a hydration pack and sip fluids regularly to replace what you're losing. Third, seek out shade. Plan your route to include tree-lined paths to get out of the direct sunlight. Fourth, wear lightweight, moisture-wicking apparel. Technical gear is non-negotiable here. And fifth, consider shifting your schedule to early morning or evening runs when the dew point is naturally lower. Hydration is your lifeline in these conditions. You need a robust strategy to combat the effects of the dew point. Start by pre-hydrating in the hours leading up to your run, so you are starting from a surplus. During the run, have easy access to fluids. If you are on a loop, plan your water stops or strategically place bottles along your path. Monitor your hydration status by checking your urine color. If it's dark yellow or amber, you are already behind the curve and need to increase your intake immediately. Finally, do not forget to replenish electrolytes. Incorporate electrolyte-rich beverages or snacks to replace the minerals you are washing out in that sweat. To wrap this up, you need to be proactive, not reactive. To effectively plan your training, you must monitor and predict the dew point. I want you to check whether apps and websites that provide specific dew point data alongside standard temperature forecasts. Utilize online dew point calculators if you need to crunch the numbers based on temperature and relative humidity. Take control of the data, respect the environment, and let's get out there and train smart.